Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Kids do the craziest things. I think if we were totally honest, we'd have to admit that we've all done some pretty silly things in our lives. Maybe it's just part of growing up, but when left alone, kids can come up with some pretty incredible ways to pass the time of day. My brother Roy and I would always challenge each other in everything from who could do the most push-ups to who could hold their breath the longest. Roy is 4 years older than me, so he would win most of the time, and that frustrated me to the point of nearly passing out just to win at holding my breath. One day when Roy and I were left home alone, we were trying to think up some new way to challenge each other when Roy got a stroke of genius. Let's see who can put the most peanut butter in our mouths. Thinking I could possibly beat him at this one, I quickly agreed, yeah, let's do it. Next thing you know, we're standing there in the middle of the kitchen, shoving teaspoon after teaspoon of peanut butter into our mouths, packing every inch of our gums and cheeks. Soon, our faces were so distorted that we started cracking up laughing at each other. But then, the challenge went on. I was so determined to win this time, until I realized that I couldn't breathe, and my mouth was so packed that I couldn't even move my jaws. Uncontrollable laughter turned into uncontrollable panic. Straining for every breath and feeling as though I was about to pass out, I watched as my brother bent over with laughter, holding his stomach and stomping his feet on the floor. 1 Chronicles 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Somewhere along the way, we have to put childish things behind us. That includes not only silly contests, but selfishness and always wanting to have our way. Our Heavenly Father expects us to grow up and start acting like mature Christians, doing what is right according to His Word. By the way, Roy saved me once again that day, and as usual, he won the challenge. These days when we get together, we don't do such childish things. We do much more mature things, like seeing who can eat the most dessert. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.